And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
That was at Petco getting some presents for my dogs and cats.
Uh-huh.
And they actually have mints, impulse item mints right up there for your dogs.
For your dogs.
For your dogs.
Mints.
So I wondered what influenced that. Yeah. Hey, you know who we're going to welcome to the air right now is we have Paul Reiser. I first watched him in Mad About You, but he's done so many things since. He's not only a great actor, but a phenomenal musician. He's written some great books, all hood books, babyhood, familyhood, couplehood. And it's kind of interesting. Paul, are you there?
I am here.
I noticed,
but don't no reason to slow down the lovely introduction. Well, I was enjoying it.
I was looking at the difference between the three different books here, and really...
I get younger, don't I?
You do get younger. Uh-huh. You get more hair, if I'm reading in the right direction.
That's a deal I made with the devil years ago. You might have them in the wrong sequence, I'm going to respectfully suggest.
That's probably
what... backwards. Couplehood was first, then babyhood, then familyhood, and then I'm working on my next one, deathhood.
Oh,
which will be very hopefully late in coming.
So, listen. Now, you don't have any pets at home, right?
That's wrong. See how you're wrong?
I am wrong.
Wrong. He's always wrong.
I have right in front of me. I'm looking at a my beautiful chocolate lab. I don't want to say his name because he'll get up. And he's so happy and content now. No, but I have a chocolate lab who's 11 and a half, and a great, beautiful dog. Now, you know, I heard you talking about the dog breath and the mints.
Yes.
I find it fascinating that whatever that smell is, and it's not the worst smell in the world. There are worse smells than dog breath. But it is something that you cannot reproduce in any other laboratory. You cannot concoct and get the elements to produce that dog breath. It must percolate inside a dog as the only way to get it.
And that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, so if you see anything, we can here's a spray if you like it. We can make a spray so you can simulate, you know, if your dog is out of town or you're out of way, when you miss your dog, here's that spray. I say no, don't get it, because you can't. It's a falsehood. That's my next book.
Falsehood.
So what's your dog's name?
Bosco the dog.
Bosco. Does Bosco have bad breath?
You know what? He really doesn't. And I don't mind bad dog breath. I don't like bad breath on people.
Yeah.
But I must say I never mind the breath of the dog.
You know, that's...
Here's the problem, and it's not his problem. He is the exact same color as our floor. And he's impossible. He it's like one of those puzzles. It's like, where's Waldo? You can't actually see him. He's right there. And he's 90 pounds, and yet he's invisible. He sinks in. And so it's a bit of a danger because people have tripped over him. So we're thinking of painting him fluorescent orange. So it may not be the best thing for him, but if lost at sea, you're going to find this dog.
You're really thinking ahead there, yeah. So, and I'm glad you say that you like your dog's breath, because I kind of like my dog's breath.
It's kind of fun, and it's also special, because I know who that is. You don't even have to turn around. You go, that can only be one person.
How long have you had Bosco?
We got him, he was young, like brand new. He was like 6 weeks, it wasn't even 8 weeks, he was 6 weeks old, and really beautiful, and of course they get big very fast. He's slowing down a little bit. I see it now.
Uh-huh.
I see it. You know what? He used to sit. This is how exciting my life is, by the way. I used to watch my dog sit and watch squirrels. So I'm not even watching the squirrel. I'm watching one animal watch another animal. And he would chase him. He would see it. And now he just, he sort of lets them be. He watches, but he's not in a hurry to get them. Because truth be told, when he got them, he wouldn't know what to do anyway. But let me ask you this about squirrels, and this is the reason I'm calling. No, it's not the real reason I'm calling. I'm calling so that everybody will come down to the show, which is not till February in Santa Barbara. But put that aside.
Yeah.
Squirrels, if you watch them, you will note they will scurry from one tree to the other. And I see, I'm watching this, and he's going back and forth, and he's obviously building a home of some sort in one tree, but he's got all the supplies in the other tree. So he's going with the branch, and he's got like a construction hat on, and he's got a little flashlight. He's clearly building. But my question is, what could possibly be better, so much better, about the second tree that he's going to relocate? Because the first tree, he seems very happy. He's got all his supplies, but no, he's decided tree number two is for him.
This is what, he's got a girl on the side in that tree.
Huh? Oh.
I was going to say, he must be a male.
Yes.
Or maybe it's for the kids. Maybe better schools in the second tree. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're happy, but you got to make a move for the children. That's what I suspect it is.
See, I think he's a male. He can't commit, so he's got to go to the next tree.
Could be. Interesting. You know what? For your interest, next time I see the squirrel, I'm going to investigate a little closer.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up the tail and see what's going on.
Okay.
I want to see that one. That's going to be fun.
Do squirrels have notable sexual parts?
Do they?
They sure do.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh? Are they marked? Would it have a little line that says squirrel penis as it's pointing?
No, there's no color coding or arrows there. No,
that would help me. And by the way, I'm glad we're getting this on the record because short of this, absent this, I think my family might be alarmed. They see me pinning down a squirrel and looking underneath it. They go, "What? That is snap. That is really snap." But now they see I'm doing it for science.
Yes. Yeah. Just make sure to videotape.
Yes, I will videotape it and get it to you.
Well, you know, you talk about some animals being cute and some animals being the ones you can eat. You don't really think about.
You don't eat the cute ones. In fact, people get angry because the dolphins are getting caught in the tuna nets. Then you can't do that to the dolphin. But they don't seem to mind the ugly tunas that are getting chopped up and put in a can. But if it has a little head and a puppy and a name, it's so cute. So it pays to be cute if you're an animal. Why, very few pet porcupines, by the way. Not so cuddly. You need to be cuddly and cute.
There you go, Paul Reiser. Are you just playing in Santa Barbara or are you playing all over the country here?
Well, I am playing all over the country.
Okay.
But the word tour is a very loosely used word.
Okay.
I've been going out at a very gentlemanly pace. Every weekend or every other weekend, I'm going somewhere. I'm taking the next couple of weeks off and doing some stuff. But in February, I'm going to pick up. And I think it's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
Last week. What a lovely idea that I get to come up to Santa Barbara. And I play at the lovely Lobero? How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Lobero. Lobero Theater.
Lobero Theater, which I have been at. It's a beautiful theater. And I'm looking forward to being there. And
you know what? The tickets are kind of cheap. I was kind of surprised.
Are they?
Yeah, well, $29.50.
I mean, that's not right. You know what? I'm not going to knock myself out for $29.50.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm going to do the B material.
Yeah, B material.
And by the way, I say they make that a plus. People would be foolish to not come.
Yeah,
exactly.
And this is, by the way, and it's $29.50. I think it's at least I'm going to be doing $40 jokes
for only $20. That's a deal. That's really
every joke you're making $11. You'd be crazy not to come down.
That's such a deal. It's really an investment.
Absolutely, it's a. And if you get a couple, I think you get you don't get anything for free. But if every couple, you get a lovely rose or something. We'll think of something romantic.
Well, that sounds like fun. Now, of course, you're doing this sort of tour. Where can we find out more other dates?
I have a website. It's paulreiser.com. And I have been going all over the country. It's funny. I had not been doing stand-up for 20 years, to be honest.
Wow.
When Mad About You started, which was 1992, I was 7 years old. And I kind of got sidetracked and then forgot to get back to it. And I just, it's really in the last year or two that I got out again, and I'm loving it. And it's, you know, and it's something, it's somehow even better this time. There's something about a connection with the audience that, you know, it feels like getting together with old friends, you know, people that I haven't seen, they haven't seen me, but you can hit the ground running and you just pick up where you left off. And so I've been having a great time, and I hope people come down because it's a beautiful theater. But if it's empty, that's going to be sad.
Oh, it won't be empty.
All right.
It's fairly admirable what you're doing. A lot of comedians, they'll start doing their comedy, and then they'll work into acting, doing movies, writing, directing. They never usually take that trip back to doing stand-ups.
You know, it's funny. That was the first thing when I started, and I only wanted to be a comedian. And that was as far as I imagined or wanted. And I was very lucky, and everything sort of panned out, and I got some wonderful opportunities. But I never was one of those guys, like, you know, that said, "Hey, I can't wait to put away comedy." I was looking forward to getting back to it. I was just a little bit slow in the return.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. And if you come down, I don't think animals are permitted in the actual theater.
No.
It's a very beautiful theater. So you might have to leave the pets at home.
Yeah.
I know it's a pet-oriented radio, so I'm saying leave the pets at home, kiss them nicely, and it won't keep you long. You know, be like, you know, how long could it be? An hour or two, and then you'll be home.
And it's an investment. Now, before we let you go,
yes.
Do you let Boss go in bed?
Absolutely.
He sleeps with you.
You know, I'm going to be quite honest. Okay. I'm sure. In the last 10, 12 months, doesn't have the he's like Kobe. He can't quite leap the way he used to.
Oh.
So he's not getting up. But I would say he is suffering with the same incomplete leap. Also, I will give this to Kobe. My dog cannot dribble to his left. And he also doesn't pass the ball, by the way. If he gets the ball, he kind of keeps it in his mouth. I mean, my dog, not Kobe. But neither of them, notably. Although lately, Kobe's been sharing nicely, I have to say that. Also, by the way, we don't let Kobe in the bed. Just so you know. great guy. I admire his work. He's not getting on the bet.
Oh, good.
There you go. Paul Reiser, he's going to be in town. I'm going to have tickets to the Libero Theater. Call me right now. It's 1-866-405-8405. If you're not lucky enough to get through, head on down there. Pay for the tickets and an investment in your future and Paul
Reiser's
future.
Oh, my goodness. It'd be crazy not to show up.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.